Michael Libby and the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, Moving Iowa Forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa soft water for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Monday afternoon. A couple of students from the University of Iowa in studio with us, Taylor Wingert and Grayson Zahn, have been kind enough to stop by and talk to us a little bit about the Hawkinson Institute, what that means for business and finance, and what the heck they're doing there. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So I know your father well, Brad Zahn. He's a Iowa State Senator from the Urbandale area. And so welcome. And you're out of where?
Waukee, Iowa.
Yep. All right, go Warriors, right?
There you go.
There you go. All right. So talk to us a little bit. You're both students at University of Iowa. What is the Hawkinson Institute?
Yeah, the Hawkinson Institute is a program within the Tippie College of Business. Basically, it prepares students for careers in investment banking. So we have a lot of preparation, a lot of speakers that come in and get students ready for careers on Wall Street.
That's a pretty heady opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's incredible. And I think what the program does best is it levels the playing field between University of Iowa students and Ivy League students.
Really? How so?
You bring in an alumni network that works on these Wall Street firms, and it really expands the opportunity for us to network and be able to grow and open up doors to these Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America places.
Yeah, and we follow their stock every single day here. And when you say Goldman Sachs, it's just like putting money in the bank. So, Grayson, what led you into finance and business?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, actually. I came into the University of Iowa as a pre-medicine major, but, I come from...
But you wanted to make money, right?
Yeah, just wasn't sure where the field was going. And, you know, my dad was a small business owner, and so sure. I was always kind of interested in the, you know, kind of economics or finance side of things. So switched my major to finance and economics after a semester of medicine. And then actually through a friend in my business fraternity, I found out about the Hawkinson Institute, and that really gave me a sense of direction as far as, you know, what I wanted to do with finance beyond just, you know, the label finance and economics.
Sure.
So fell in line with Hawkinson Institute and have been extremely pleased with, like Taylor mentioned, the networking and the speakers that have come in and really gave me a good sense of direction.
Well, the Tippie College of Business has had a long and storied success ratio with regard to graduating some of the top minds in business here in the state of Iowa. So congratulations on that. Now, the Hawkinson Institute is part of Tippie College, and so you get the opportunity to focus on finance but also have the resources of the entire Tippie School of Business. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think about University of Iowa being here in Des Moines?
Yeah, that's very cool. I think it's really cool to get to expand that network now into the Des Moines area, because I think having a University of Iowa campus here in Des Moines, they'll be able to network with some businesses nearby, and that opens up opportunity for majors out in the Iowa City area.
Especially if you don't want to move to New York City. maybe stay right here in the Des Moines metro. We're speaking with Taylor Wingert and Grayson Zahn. Both are students at the University of Iowa in the Hawkinson Institute for Finance. When we talk about finance, I mean, that's a big, big area. Grayson, what is it that you think, at this point anyway, you want to do when you get out?
That's a good question. Right now, I am planning on working at Barclays Capital in Chicago over the summer.
Very nice.
And hopefully that will materialize into a full-time offer. So after college, a couple years of investment banking, and then after that point, I'm not entirely sure yet. There's a couple routes that are typically open post-investment banking. And at this point, I'm not really sure about all of those.
Sure.
But, you know, maybe staying with Barclays into the future or, you know, some other kind of finance career like private equity or, you know, maybe getting an MBA or something, but kind of open at this point.
Barclays ain't a bad gig anyway. So that's pretty nice. Taylor, what about you?
Similar to Grayson, I'll be in Chicago next summer working for J.P. Morgan Investment Banking. And same thing, hoping to try to figure out after a couple of years if I want to keep doing investment banking or maybe take a route into the private equity field.
When you look at investment banking as a whole, what, if anything, surprised you the most that you found out in school and you went, oh, that's how that works?
I actually got the opportunity to work for J.P. Morgan New York last summer in investment banking as a sophomore. And I think the biggest eye-opener was the learning curve. how sharp that learning curve is. I mean, you get on the desk and right away you're expected to just absorb information. And that was the coolest part, I think. And I think Grayson can attribute to that too, is you learn so much so quickly. It's such a challenging and fast-paced field. And I think that's what most excites me about it.
Well, before we get too far into the weeds on this, let's have a discussion about exactly what is investment banking so that folks have a better understanding of that. Grayson?
Yeah, so investment banking is kind of a process by which the investment banks act as kind of a middleman between the big businesses, or not even necessarily big businesses that need to raise capital. So whether they need to, issue an initial public offering to get a kind of equity funding, or if they need to issue a lot of bonds, and so the company needs to invest in projects, the investment banking institute will actually do that or perform that function. But I think another big thing is strategic advice for things like mergers and acquisitions. So if a company wants to acquire another one, they would go through sometimes multiple investment banks to see exactly how they should go about doing that and the prospects going forward. So kind of strategic and capital raising operations.
Yeah, 2016 has been a remarkable year for M&As as well. So it's been kind of fun to watch from the business standpoint. Any of this, did you see yourself doing this like 5 years ago, or was it a whole different career choice for you once you got to school?
Truthfully speaking, I didn't even know what investment banking was when I graduated high school. But I came into the University of Iowa thinking that I was going to do either Big Four accounting or maybe something in insurance. Coming from Des Moines, that's what was most familiar with
sure.
me. But then once I was entered into the Hawkinson Institute, it opened my eyes to so many more opportunities. And that's kind of when I developed a desire to do investment banking.
Got it. And are you anxious to – I mean, you went to New York last year. What was that experience like?
It was incredible.
I mean, were you able to find a place to live for crying
out loud? Yes, yep. I lived in a dorm right downtown in Manhattan. It was really cool. It was a crazy experience. It's a whole different world out there, obviously. But definitely wanted to be a little closer to home. And that's kind of why I transitioned towards Chicago, is it's a little closer to my family and friends.
And what surprised you the most about working at one of the biggest places in the world while you were there interning or working as on staff?
I think the biggest surprise was the city that never sleeps really is the city that never sleeps. I mean, you'd leave work at 1 a.m. and those streets were still jam-packed with people. So,
all right, work at 1 a.m. So are the hours crazy in investment banking, Grayson?
Yeah, I think you can expect around a minimum of like 70 to 80 hours per week, sometimes upwards of 100, just kind of depending on the deal flow and whether you're working on active deals at the time.
And is that because we're living in such a global economy at the same time, because you have to be on when your clients are on?
I feel like that's one of the biggest parts of it, yes. So if a client has a pressing question at 1 in the morning, you are expected to be there and to answer that email within minutes. So it really is a matter of just maintaining client relationships and making sure you are satisfying their needs. But also, yes, like you said, the globalization of international economies and things like that just creates an increasingly complex environment.
What was the work situation like for you, Taylor, in New York? I mean, were you in an office with a whole bunch of people? Or what does it physically look like?
Yep. So I worked on a 50-floor building. I was on the 42nd floor. There were cubicles, obviously, for all the full-time people and offices and things like that. But they put us in an intern bullpen. So we were in a big conference room. They cleared it out and turned it into a bunch of bench-style desks almost. And that was pretty cool, because then you can bounce ideas off of each other. You know, you're building this Excel valuation, and you can turn to your friend next to you and say, hey, can you help me out with X? So it was a really cool experience. I learned a lot, definitely, from the people sitting next to me.
Interesting stuff. It is called the Hawkinson Institute. It's part of the University of Iowa. Our guests have been Taylor Wingert and Grayson Zahn. Thanks for coming in, guys, and doing this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Very interesting stuff. And hopefully you won't go too far away. Although New York's got to be kind of glitzy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I remember the last time I was there, and really at 2 o'clock in the morning, you look out of your hotel room and people are still all over the place.
Yep.
Go to bed, you people. What are you doing? All right. Thanks so very much for coming in. And we thank Tom, our compadre over at the University of Iowa, for helping set this up. If you missed all or part of this interview, don't worry. We will have it on our radio blog here very shortly. When we come back, we've got a business marketing tip for you. Hang in there. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Ah.
so hardly. How can people be so cruel?